Hello and welcome to America on the Road on Driving Today. I'm Jack Nerad. Well, it's finally here. It's been years, actually decades in the making, but the mid-engine Corvette has finally arrived. I was lucky enough to attend the unveiling yesterday in Tustin, California, in a gigantic World War II blimp hangar. Really an impressive show, and the car is very, very impressive. We're lucky enough to have the chance to talk with Harlan Charles. He is Corvette product manager, a key member of the Corvette team, about the all-new mid-engine Corvette. So without further ado, let's get to that interview with Harlan Charles, again of Corvette.
Hi, how are you? Good morning.
I'm terrific. Good to speak to you again. I appreciate it. Welcome to America on the Road on Driving Today. We appreciate you being with us. Let's dive in. It's been a big day for you. It's been a big, probably 36, 48 hours. You, of course, Harlan Charles, are the Corvette product manager. We're hours after the introduction of what to a lot of us in the car world is the Holy Grail, the mid-engine Corvette, something that, I've been studying and hearing about now since I was a little kid. I mean, very little kid. And there are a lot of us in that same boat. Tell us, as somebody inside, what it means to you that a mid-engine version of this legendary car has finally been launched?
That's a great question. So it's just like you said, there's a lot of people, myself included, that always read about when growing up that the next Corvette in the future was going to be the mid-engine design that Zora Arcostanto wanted. And to me, it's like we finally could have the culmination of that dream last night with the introduction of the all-new 8th generation 2020 Corvette Stingray gone to this mid-engine architecture. And so it's really a dream come true. But the way we've done it is we wanted to take the things that people love about the Corvette today, the small block V8, that it can be both a track car and a daily driver or a road trip car, and that it is still an attainable car. And we wanted to add the mid-engine performance attributes, the design, the styling, the fun-to-drive aspect, connected feel that that architecture gives us. And we were able to do a new type of sports car that nobody else has done before that combines those two things.
Yeah, I think it's a really amazing combination. Why don't you go over the numbers a little bit? The numbers, from the engine are amazing. The 0 to 60 time is amazing. And then there's another number I want to talk about. But go over for our listeners what some of the numbers on this vehicle are.
All right, so we have it's a new generation small block V8 called the LT2. And we've announced it'll produce 495 horsepower, 470 pound-feet of torque. But the value you see of the architecture is the 0 to 60 is capable under 3 seconds. So this makes us faster than any previous Corvette except for the 755 horsepower ZR1. And it compares very well with some of the most expensive supercars all around the world.
And tell our listeners why the mid-engine configuration enables a much better 0 to 60 time.
Yeah, so the mid-engine architecture helps the 0 to 60 time because we have more weight over the rear wheels for better traction. That helps the car launch better. The other thing that really helps is our new dual-clutch transmission and a launch control system that really helps the car hook up and launch extremely quick. And with this dual clutch transmission with the 8 gears, and because it shifts so fast, we're able to have very fast gearing in the lower gears that really help the car accelerate quickly.
Well, the numbers are just incredible, but the most important number, the number that really caught, I think, a lot of people's attention last night was when Mark Reuss got up and said this car would be available under $60,000. That, I think, blew away the room. Tell us a bit about that and how you were able to achieve that kind of price.
Well, that's the thing. Like, I think a lot of our thing with Corvette is we want to create the dream car, but we want to also make it attainable. So when we talk to sports car people, they're worried about mid-engine cars being very expensive, and they're worried about not having the luggage space to do things. So we've solved both of those. We have plenty of space for trips, and with the affordability under $60,000, that was really our goal from the beginning, is to do the first attainable mid-engine V8 supercar and really make the dream car come true for a lot of people. So you don't have to win the lottery to be able to have a car like this.
Well, I mean, certainly the Corvette, as introduced, the 2020 Corvette, has performance that is the equal of contemporary Ferraris, Lamborghinis, McLaren. I mean, you kind of name it. And yet, at that mind-boggling price, I mean, was there more to it, or was it just a matter of keeping things simple? You know, how did you get there?
Well, there's the basic thing. You know, we build the car in our Bowling Green, Kentucky factory, and we're very efficient. The car has an aluminum structure. It has a real, like I said, the dual clutch transmission, and even in the interior, we have a lot of attention to detail. All authentic materials. We have a leather-wrapped interior available, leather suede, aluminum carbon fiber. So we really want this car not to be, although it's the tremendous value that we're talking about, we don't want people to think about it as a value car. We want to go up against the sports cars at any price, and people will be happy with how we've executed the detail on this Corvette. But we're really proud of it, the engineering that went into it, because, like you said, there's a lot, we have a lot of appreciation for these supercars that are ultra expensive, but we think the real genius of what we've done is make this car more attainable.
Yeah, absolutely. It strikes me, and I have been literally studying this for decades, right? How to do a mid-engine Corvette. And the big stumbling block, or one of them, always seemed to be the transaxle. How do you mount the engine in the middle and using maybe stuff that you already have in the parts bins, make that work? And that never seemed to come to fruition. How has that changed? How were you able to do that now?
Well, we really had a design from a ground up. This is a bespoke transmission. First time it's used and only used on the Corvette. This dual clutch transaxle is a very short, compact. The differential housing and transmission all compact into one unit. So it makes it very efficient and small and able to package. But it had to handle the torque of a small block V8, because some of the supercars, they have a lot of horsepower, but they don't have the torque capability that we do with our naturally aspirated V8. And actually, we're the only remaining naturally aspirated V8 in the sports car market.
Yeah, so, you know, something that a lot of people love, wanted to retain, and you know, certainly speaks to Corvette. Speaks to Corvette, right? Talk a bit about styling. I mean, mid-engine configuration presents, I think, some styling difficulties in a lot of ways. I think it's more difficult to make a mid-engine car look aggressive and pretty at the same time. Talk a bit about that, would you?
Yeah, so we had the challenge. So what we wanted to do was, with the design of the car, is keep the Corvette cues that people are familiar with, the strong face of the car, the arched fenders and quarters. We see the prominent fender line. So we kept the Corvette basic character and applied it to this new proportion with the more cab forward look. So we kind of feel like we've gone to more like this F-16 fighter jet influence into the Corvette, which relates well with American engineering and aerospace as well. So we wanted to keep it that theme. So we just didn't want to copy like what the, you know, the Europeans are doing. We wanted to make this a unique Corvette mid-engine design.
Yeah.
Separate from what they have done.
Well, it absolutely does have Corvette front, back, and center, and at the same time is an amazingly new design as well. Talk a bit about the interior. I was particularly struck by the interior, and so tell us about that.
Yeah, so the interior, there's a lot that you get enabled with a mid-engine with the interior. You have the lower cowl. You have a great forward visibility out the windshield. And we've done a unique cockpit design where everything, all the controls, again, get with the spider jet theme, wrap around you. And actually, most people think there'd be less space. There's actually more interior space than the previous Corvette in terms of an extra inch of seat travel, more seat back reclines, so it can really fit more shapes and sizes of different drivers in the car as well. And we have three different seats.
Well, I was just going to talk about luggage space, because I know that was a big one for you, and you know, certainly a failing in many mid-engine designs, but you have some pretty serious amount of luggage space in this car.
Well, that was a big thing too, because some of the customers, when you talk about mid-engine, that's one of the things they're worried about is, oh, can I still take this car on a trip across the country, or can I put the golf bag in the car? And the removable roof panel that we have standard also fits in the car. So we have two separate trunks. We have one in the front, one in the rear, and the front trunk will hold things like a carry-on size luggage plus some more room for other things. The rear will hold the golf bags or hold the removable roof panel. So there's really unexpected level of space. And what we really did early on, we knew this was an important thing for our customers, even though you don't really buy a sports car for luggage space, but we know they like the bandwidth of the car and be able to use it. So in our engineering, we actually modeled in the golf bag and the carry-on luggage as engineering surfaces to make sure that we didn't infringe on those as we're designing the car, to make sure that we could. It's really a genius packaging that we're able to get that within the confines of this.
And you used some new materials actually for the luggage area, didn't you?
Yeah, there's newer materials, very lightweight in the, we call them the tubs, that is in the luggage space. It's actually a lighter specific gravity that they'll float in water. And it actually enables us to really follow the contour of the shape to maximize the volume for storage in the car.
What is the most impressive thing about the car to you? What are you really excited about? What gets you cooking about this particular version?
Well, the most impressive thing to me, other than the things we talked about, the packaging and is the feeling of driving the car. It's the hardest thing that people have to drive it to experience, but you really get that race car feeling, when you're in the car, the large windshield, it feels like the road is in your lap. You feel like you're out front and the steering is so quick. It's really the whole driving experience of the car, which is only possible with this type of architectural configuration. And I think the Corvette customers and other sports car customers are really going to enjoy just taking this car on their favorite road and driving it.
Yeah, I mean, where the driver is positioned, they're really kind of in the center of rotation, and so I think everything is going to seem like it literally revolves around them.
Exactly. It's going from, like we say, well, a little bit like you're in the back of the locomotive to you're in the front of the fighter jet, where you're really in control, and the steering is so quick. The dual clutch transmission, paddle shifts, it's a very enjoyable manual experience, very engaging. You can even simulate pushing the clutch in by holding both paddles down. It's the same as pushing the floor clutch in to rev the engine and get full control over the car, just like you can with the old three-pedal manuals. You have full control over the transmission.
Very, very cool. Anything else you'd like to add, Harlan, before we let you go? We're talking with Harlan Charles, who's Corvette Product Manager.
I'd just like to add that we have make sure everybody goes to the Chevrolet.com or Corvette.com and try our configurator. You can get on there and design your ultimate dream Corvette. You can see all the different 12 different exterior colors, 6 different interiors. You can really go on there and personalize and curate your ideal expression of Corvette on there. It's a lot of fun to play with.
Right. And when can customers start expecting to take delivery, Harlan?
Well, we're actually even have a system now online. If you're interested, you can get your name on the list right now to show your interest. We plan to start towards the end of the year and probably see cars early next year as a 2020 model.
Terrific. Well, I'm so excited to drive it. I can't wait. I have a feeling I'll be able to get into one fairly soon because I'm on the North American Car of the Year jury. So. That should be interesting.
Oh, and, awesome.
Yeah, I look forward to that.
I look forward to getting a chance to get behind the wheel.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Me as well. So, Harlan Charles, again, Corvette Product Manager, thanks so much for being with us. We really do appreciate it.
Thanks for having me on, as always. Appreciate it quite a bit.
We look forward to talking to you again soon, Harlan. Take care. Again, that was Harlan Charles. He's Corvette Product Manager, talking about the all-new, just-introduced 2020 mid-engine Chevrolet Corvette. Yes, it's here. It's here finally. And thanks to Harlan so much for being with us right here on America on the Road on Driving Today. Join us right here next time for more of America on the Road on Driving Today. I'm Jack Nierad.